The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yes or no? Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
I had no prior knowledge of the planned assault on Nancy Kerrigan.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
Hello, friends, family, countrymen. It's Oops the Podcast again. I'm here with my dear friend, Giulio Gallerati. Giulio, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Francis?
Oh, man, I'm good. It's a spooky time of year.
Boo.
Oh, man. We are having a blast welcoming in this cool and wet fall weather. The leaves are on the ground. The children are out picking out costumes. And the stores are running out of candy.
Yeah, they sure are.
I bought a big bag of candy.
Or do you, like, give candy out to trick-or-treaters?
Nope.
How for you?
Yeah, you gotta have some for yourself.
It's true.
I'm gonna pour the whole thing in my freezer. I've become a big fan of frozen chocolate. Cold.
What's your favorite, like, I was gonna ask, what's your go-to kind of candy?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
I'm
not a psychopath.
They're amazing. My girlfriend's allergic to nuts, so I, like, can't eat them.
Ugh.
I know, isn't that lame?
Sounds like you need a new girlfriend. Yeah, you picked a genetically inferior human.
The good news,
I'm kidding, that's terrible.
The good news is that peanuts are the least threatening. So that, like,
oh, nice.
If I happen to eat some peanuts and kiss her, she'll be okay.
Wow.
So that's good, at least.
Spicy.
Cashews and pistachios, not so much.
Hmm. Those are the ones that really get her?
They'll fucking kill
her. Really swell up her throat?
Yeah, man. When she's out of town, I hit the cashews hard.
That's great. Surreptitious cashews. We really appreciate everybody that's listening and enjoying the podcast and sharing. We hope that you'll like and subscribe and rate and all that stuff. We've decided to shorten our episodes a little bit. We're going to release 2 per week now, one on Tuesday, one on Thursday. Each is going to be half an hour. One will feature our time with a great guest, and then the other will be Giulio and me answering your great Oops contributions, talking about events of the day and mistakes of the now. We think this will be far more digestible, and we appreciate you guys having the patience and the attention span to ride with us in this new format.
Yeah, thank you guys. We're excited about it. Onward and upward, baby.
We have a big episode. We're going to start right off with some of the messages that we've gotten from some of our dear friends and fans, because we're getting some fan mail. And this is from a guy named Mike. And he's got a great Oops for us. He says, I'm a medical device sales rep and work in the OR every day. There are multiple people on my team, and sometimes we have to cover things together depending on how busy the schedule is. About 3 years ago, I was in a long-distance relationship with an ex-girlfriend. We lived 9 hours apart, so to keep things exciting, we would send pictures and videos on a daily basis. This one day, she wanted to see something next level. So I went into the bathroom at one of the hospitals and proceeded to video myself in a full-length mirror, jerking off and saying some really kinky shit.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Like I was talking to her.
Fuck yeah.
I finish the task at hand, fire off the video to her, and then go back to the OR to continue the day. Well, Quite a bit of time passes and I get no reply, which I thought was pretty weird. While thinking about this, I notice my colleague, a guy about 40 years old and an army vet, standing up against the wall in the OR, watching something on his phone and acting like he doesn't want anyone to see it. I also thought that was weird, but he was new to the team and had only been working with me for about a month. Still wondering why I hadn't gotten a response to this amazing video I had sent to her, I decide to send her a message to ask if she liked it. At that moment, I realized in my rush to get back to the OR, I had sent it to the Army ex-vet and not my ex-girlfriend. God. What the hell? I absolutely panicked and didn't know what to say or do. Is he going to want to fight me? Is he going to turn me in and try to get me fired? Is he into it? Fuck. So I muster up enough courage to go over to him, and I just start shaking my head and I immediately apologize. He has this absolutely baffled look on his face and then luckily starts laughing. I explained what happened and was so fucking embarrassed, but thank God he was cool about it. He said he was deployed multiple times and would see and hear way worse stuff than that with other guys he was deployed with. But it was a major fucking oops and could have ended up much worse for me. Let's discuss. Oh, Mike.
That's brutal, man.
Julio, what do you think?
I mean, dude, I do this shit all the time. The wrong message. I have like extensively long bit about it, but never with like jerking myself off.
In a full length mirror.
Yeah, dude,
jerking yourself to completion in a video in a full length mirror. Come on, that to me is a video that requires almost the unanimous or the same time key turn. You know, that you see with like launching nuclear warheads. If you've got that in your hand, you are checking every aspect.
100%.
Of who you're sending it to, what time of day it is, the lighting. You got to be sure because that is a nuclear bomb, right?
100%, dude. That you couldn't have said it any better.
A video?
I mean, this guy was rushing to the bathroom to quickly get, like, I admire the ambition of trying to do it in that short window of time. But yeah, he got careless, man.
Yeah.
Sent it to the wrong person.
Having said that, of all the people to send it to, a fellow doctor, let alone a war vet, is, I think, a pretty safe person for it to end up in their hands.
Definitely.
You know, because doctors are cool about everything. Doctors seem to be more willing to accept... They've seen blood and guts and gore and buttholes up close. They've got all kinds of crazy stuff. So I think if anyone is to receive that message, it's perfectly fine for it to be in his hands.
Definitely. That's so true, man. Like, doctors, they have seen fucking... Like, if you have a terrible herpes infestation, you want to be dating a doctor. You know what I mean? Because they don't give a shit. Well, dude, the other question, too, it's like, I wonder what the war veteran is referring to when he says he's seen much worse.
Right. What does that mean?
It's just too vague. Like, I'm sure he meant something specific, but I'm imagining things. I'm like, what could he have seen besides the terrible things of war?
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. So maybe he's referring to, you know, the horrors of war.
Right.
In which case, yeah, obviously that's worse. But if it's in line with what he has just seen, which is a full-length mirror video of a colleague of his jerking off, what would be worse in that vein?
Right. Chris made a good point. He was saying that it could be like those guys are all sending crazy videos to their wives.
Okay.
And maybe sending it to the wrong... I mean...
That's possible. Or he's had to like hold the camera for a guy doing it. You know, dude, hold my phone for like 3.5 minutes while I jerk off for my wife back home. You know how it is, right?
Right, which is a breeze compared to, you know, and like you said, it's a good person to send it to because you've seen some terrible shit.
Yeah.
If you're at war.
What's one of the worst missed text messages like that you've sent to somebody who wasn't the right recipient?
Dude, I mean, I've done it a bunch of times. I've done it on with screenshots where I've sent embarrassing screen, like,
oh, that's good.
I sent a screenshot of my gay boss of him with no clothes on that he posted on his Instagram. I sent it to him. And then he asked me, he sent me a question mark, and I obviously, I can't admit I was making fun of him, so I just had to be like, looking good, dude. That's a bad one. I do it all the time. So, you know, I think the moral of the story is
what did he say back?
Nothing.
To you?
He was just like, I don't know. He might have said thanks, like THX.
Uh huh.
And it was definitely weird afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Okay.
Moral of the story, we just got to take our time with sending these texts, guys.
Yeah, check your recipients. I had a bad one. It was a, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. And then a mother of a kid I was tutoring wrote me a message. And then I responded my response to my friend to her. And my friend was telling me about a girl he had hooked up with. And I knew the girl. And I wrote back to him, but to her, yeah, she's got a pretty hot face. Not the best body, though. I don't know. I'd probably hit it. And I wrote this to a mom. And I'm pretty sure she was like a contributing writer to the Huffington Post.
Oh, God. I mean, wrong mom to send that.
Lived in Brooklyn, single mom, very proud feminist. It was one of the worst. It was so obvious that that text would go to her. You know, that was like some karmic twist. And I don't, you know, I don't really speak that way. I don't do the locker room talk all that often. I don't know if I said I'd hit it or whatever, but it was in keeping with the tone of the conversation we were having. And I sent it and she goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure that wasn't for me.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh my God, because you know, I was tutoring the kid and I needed the money. So it there were stakes to it.
Did she still use you?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, we ended up banging a couple days later, me and the kid. Just kidding. We
shout out Noah.
A lot of pedophile jokes on this show.
Yeah, the kid was Noah. Plot twist.
No, yeah, we ended up continuing to work together, but you know, she never addressed it with me, but it was, well, that was a tough moment.
Guys, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, fill in the blanks here. If I were in a concert right now and I said, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, I'd then turn the microphone to all of you sitting in the stadium and you would all yell, Anchor, Anchor. And then you'd say, go to anchor.fm to download the software where you could host your very own podcast, see all the best analytics. You could see it in a way that was really user-friendly and nice and not too technical and industry jargony. It's a way that any person can look at it and be like, ooh, that's pretty. And also it's our podcast. And there's no minimum listenership required to advertise and monetize. So you can immediately have ads when you hit the ground running. It's really exciting, really spectacular. If you want to start your very own podcast, anchor.fm, download it now. Well, dude, I remember, that reminds me, one of my ex-girlfriends, she had a younger brother who had a nanny. And one day the nanny accidentally texted her stepmom being like, oh God, that fucking bitch is home.
Oh.
And she got fired, of course. She's like, well, I know that wasn't for me, but like, I can't, you're taking care of my kid and you hate me. Like,
right.
I'm so afraid of doing that someday. Like, and I've done it before, dude. I've sent shit talk to people. I talk about this in my act too. It's really hard to get out of because you usually use the person's entire name.
Yeah, you do.
So what I remember in high school, I did it. I sent a message to the guy I was talking to.
You know
to
who
about.
Sucks these days? T Boone Pickens.
Yeah, good luck getting out
which,
of that.
Which T Boone were you talking about?
Exactly, dude. So this is the joke too. So like, I have done that, and this is how I tried to get out of it. It was a very like sad attempt. I don't know if it worked or not because at that point it's so awkward that they don't want to admit that they know.
Mm-hmm.
But I said an entire text specifically shit talking somebody, and he said what? And then I was like, dude, I meant to put that in quotation marks because I just heard someone saying that about you.
Oh my God. You'd have to be the biggest moron on earth to buy that.
I know.
Was he the biggest moron on earth?
No one knows.
Did he continue being a friend of yours?
He was like, oh, all right, dude. And I think maybe this is the thing, though. If you're getting shit talked about something, you maybe feel self-conscious.
Uh-huh.
Because maybe you suck.
That's true.
So maybe you're willing to... not admit that you know what's going on, and then you just strive to be better.
Oh,
call it a wash.
Think you gave this guy the wake-up call he needed to stop sucking. That is a spin zone for the ages. You are really buttering your own nose with that one. That's good.
Oh, God.
That is nerve-wracking, sending the text to the wrong person.
Bad.
Oh, you know what another one is that happens? Is if you send a text in a group chat and you don't realize that the someone you're talking about is in that group chat.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have multiple group chats that have a lot of overlap of people, right? So you flip back and forth between them, and especially with ones that don't have, especially with ones that have a name where somebody has named group chat, like, you know, Montauk weekend, July or something. And then people keep going with that. You forget who's in the group chat, and maybe you send something to the group chat where you're like, oh, man, did you see Gary's Instagram story? When is he going to stop doing blow? He's going to kill himself. Nobody's going to miss him. And then Gary's like, hey, man, look, I know I have a problem, but I'd appreciate if you didn't call me out in front of everyone.
Oh, you get the side text?
Yeah.
That's funny. Dude, all my group chats have like really stupid names, though. Like, one of mine is called Horsecock.
What do you guys talk about in that one?
Nothing.
It's what, like, brought everyone together there?
It's the kids I was on the tennis team with in college. It's just called Horsecock. And these guys, every single guy in the group has a kid, too, except me.
Mm. I thought you were going to say everyone in the group has a horsecock.
No, it's because our assistant coach had these huge hands. So we started calling him, I started calling him Horsecock. Mm. And then on his shoulder, we noticed he actually had a tattoo of a horse some like months later.
Oh, that works.
And we're like, oh, wow, how lovely.
That is lovely. Hey, it's that time of year where we're starting to wear flannel shirts and warmer weather and stuff, or excuse me, warmer clothing. And the air is crisp, as we mentioned in the beginning. And I like to wear my Gucci slippers.
These are the most insane slippers of all time. Can you show them to the camera, Francis?
I wear these Gucci slips around my house.
These were intended for some kind of rapper, I believe.
Yeah, so I bought these at a time when I was doing well. One toe has a UFO embroidered, which is really nice, and almost like a gay pride parade coming out of it. And then the other is some sort of... Japanese devil, it looks like, you might say. I don't know if that's offensive.
Dude, these are terrible. These look like the slippers that some like rap listening Jewish kid gets for his bar mitzvah.
That's true. Some wannabe,
some disaffected
Jewish
youth
rapper kid with like who's like arguing with his parents over whether he can get a face tattoo.
We'll get you the Gucci sandals, honey, but you're not getting a face tattoo.
Dude, you know this guy, Lil Xan? You ever heard about this kid?
He's black, apparently, Lil Xan.
No chance.
He's Hispanic. He claims to be able to allow to use the N-word, I believe.
Does he use it?
I'm not really sure. I haven't listened to a ton of his music. He has a couple good songs, though. I'll give him that.
What the fuck, man? What is this kid's deal? He has so many face tattoos.
He's very disliked.
Why?
I think he's just an easy target. He looks like just some white kid who has a ton of face tattoos. Like, yo, what's good, Lil Xan? So people give him a lot of shit.
Does he do a lot of Xanax? Is he true to his name?
I think so. Chris is shaking his head no.
So he used to do it, and then he was like, I'm not doing this.
Off the Xans now?
Yeah, and he's like, I'm off the Xans now.
In 19?
Yeah.
That kid has 4 years to live.
Dude, he's like...
And nobody's going to be surprised by the way he dies.
He gets bullied. I feel bad for him. I think there are lamer white rappers, in my opinion.
Okay, fine.
I'll take Lil Xan over G-Eazy.
Does he have
day.
Talent? At what point can you actually assess whether someone like that actually has talent?
Lil Xan can spit, dude.
Doesn't he murmur and mumble?
Yeah, but the quote-unquote mumble thing is just a thing that old people say because rappers don't rap like Nas anymore. It's okay. The wave has changed.
Who's a really good mumble rapper?
Future.
Mumble. I don't think Future really mumbles.
No, he's one of the pioneers of the mumble rap.
But I can hear what he's sort of saying.
You know, I have a day on my own. Yeah, I have a day on my own. Yeah.
Young Thug is probably one of the.
Young Thug is one of the premier ones.
What about?
You don't know that one.
That was Chris doing a lifestyle.
Yeah. Is that mic on? Are you in?
Yeah.
Oh. Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the. Oh no, I'm not going to be able to remember.
The Migos.
Well, they're good.
They're established, but they're mumble rappers, quote unquote.
Are they mumblers?
I think technically. Smoke Perp, I would call a mumble rapper.
The names are all so bad now. Nobody's even trying anymore.
Well, some of these mumble rappers, they mumble and then the other half of their songs are yelling. So it's like tough to classify them. All
right.
Because Smoke Perp just yells all the other songs. But
fascinating.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Dude, you should be Lil Xan for Halloween.
I hate him. I don't know why.
You should be him, man.
I hate that kid.
That would be really funny.
Yeah. Well, okay. So speaking of Halloween.
Yeah.
You invited me to a party that your girlfriend is throwing.
We're going to have fun, man.
And then I got a costume with my girlfriend. We got a co-costume.
It's going to be great.
And I was really against it until we found this costume. And then I thought, that's perfect.
Hell yeah.
I'm not even going to tell you what it is.
I can't wait to see it.
Worst Halloween costumes you guys have done?
I went as a fly fisherman one year.
That's a good one.
I wore a fly fishing vest, a hat, waders, like the boots that come up, hooker boots for men. And I got blisters. And it's very hard to change your shoes when you're wearing thigh-high boot waders. But I did get good candy that year. I remember that being good candy. You know, I've been giving out candy the last couple of years here in New York. That's I used to live in Brooklyn Heights, which is the epicenter of trick-or-treating in New York. And here's what I've learned, okay? There are a number of brilliant, wonderful children that try with their costumes, go out with their parents, ask politely for one piece of candy, and adhere to the decorum of the trick and the treat. There are also a number of children who completely bastardize the whole process. And they take advantage of it. I'm talking like 15-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
And what they do is they wear some stupid lip service mask, like a little tiny thing up over their head, and then just their normal street clothes. Then they take a backpack, they wear it around their front, and then they open it up and say trick or treat. And these kids will make 4 or 5 passes at the same house.
Mm.
They just keep doing laps. It's as if they're stocking up to sell it on some sort of black market. I want to prevent these kids. I want to list them for being total taking advantage of this wonderful holiday. And when they come back to me, I'm like, I know you. I remember you. I'm not giving you candy. And then they give me shit as if I'm somehow like withholding something they're entitled to, which brings us to entitlement. And I want to talk about entitlement.
Okay, dude, first of all, about this topic, though, these kids are morons because literally they're getting... what, 10 cents worth of candy each time? Good one, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Go get a job. You can buy the fucking giant bag for $2.
That's true. That's true. And also, the amount of candy that they're hoarding is a direct route to diabetes.
Right. Well, hopefully they'll eat it all and die.
Yeah,
and
then... exactly. A lot harder to trick or treat on one foot.
Well, dude, before we talk about entitlement, can I say what my worst costume was?
Of course.
I was a pedophile. A couple years ago, I thought it was so funny. You know what I mean? Like, I truly didn't see why no one would like it.
Uh-huh.
And I grew this like really bad mustache that I couldn't really grow a good mustache. So I kind of penciled it in and I had a kind of creepy shirt, like a Quagmire shirt. And I had candy in the breast pocket. And I thought nice. That was so funny. And people would ask me, and this is like, I went to this, like, I was hanging out with these like girls who hung out with finance people at the time. Mm. So like, you know, those finance guys, they like go balls to the wall with their costumes.
Yeah.
Which is like so lame. Like this one guy's like, yeah, I'm a samurai, and like said it and thought he was like so cool. And he asked me what I was. I was like, oh, I'm a pedophile. And he like looked at me up and down. And he made a face of disgust and walked away.
But and then you just want to stab a person like that.
Fuck that guy, yeah. Dude. And then the girls I was with were like, oh, a tough crowd, I guess, huh? I was like, fuck all of you guys.
Oh, man.
This is a good costume.
That makes me hate those girls even more.
I know. It was bad, dude.
That I hate that. I hate people that try to evaluate what you're doing in real time. If you're right. Just because they know you're a comedian and then they're like, wow, that didn't work.
Yeah.
It's like your life isn't working.
Fuck all of you.
Dude, I was in.
I like those girls, though, to be honest. They're okay. Cool, but still.
I was in Cleveland last week.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Hilarities, and it's a great club. And I was asking the crowd at one point, because they're such a sports fanatical town. And I said, how come you guys don't have a hockey team? And they said, well, we've got the Columbus Blue Jackets, but Columbus is 2 hours away from Cleveland. So I was like, well, that's not really your team. And then I said, you know, you got the baseball team, you got the Cleveland Indians. I said, oh, do you guys do, you know, that's one of the last remaining politically incorrect sports franchises.
Right.
And I said, are you guys the team that does the The war chant. Oh.
Wasn't that the Braves?
Yeah, it's the Atlanta Braves. Yeah, so this kid in the front row said, no, that's the Atlanta Braves. And I guess they have some history with the Atlanta Braves. Maybe in the 95-96 World Series, one team beat the other. And he's like, that was the 95-96 World Series where the Braves beat us. So you're actually losing tons of people in this room right now. And I was like, no, I'm not. Just because you're a fucking sports encyclopedia does not mean that everyone in the rest of this place has now become against me because I named some weirdly esoteric sports fact that brought up demons of a bad loss 20 years ago. What are you fucking talking about?
Get over it, dude. You're not on the team.
And then I wanted to piss on him because he's sitting in the front row.
You should have.
I've never done that.
That would have gone seems viral. Like that would,
yeah.
Dude, so I had a funny thing this weekend. I performed at Florida State.
Yeah.
With our good buddy Pete Davidson and Ricky Velez. And
really, really quick. Didn't Pete go down there and kind of like insult the audience?
At University of Central Florida, he did.
Okay.
But dude, I mean, this is by far the biggest crowd I ever performed for.
Like, how many?
5,000 people.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was awesome. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting performing for big groups of college kids like that, as you know, but whatever. So, I did an experiment at the beginning. I was like, I'm in the South, whatever. I went up first. And I was like, the South, they're supposed to be religious, but also like Florida State people are known for being party animals. So I'm going to do a poll of the audience. So I started by doing that Fat Man Scoop thing where I'm like, you got a $50 bill, put your hands up. And they loved that, right? Then I'm like, all right, if you're getting laid tonight, make some noise. And people went nuts. But then I was like, if you're saving yourself for marriage out of respect for our one and only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, make some fucking noise. And they went like five times crazier for that.
Really?
Yes.
That's great, dude.
So I don't know if they were just psyched to like be psyched for the Lord.
I think they thought that was very funny.
I think maybe they
enjoyed it. That's very funny. That's great.
I think maybe they enjoyed it too. But I'm now baffled by the result of that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that FSU kids are necessarily adhering to abstinence for the sake of religious purposes, but who knows? Who knows? I wonder where that would be. BYU would be like where I would think you'd actually get an honest response.
You would get an honest. But don't they not believe in that? Aren't they Mormons?
Yeah, but dude, BYU, there was a guy kicked off the basketball team there a number of years ago because it was found out that he'd had sex.
That's insane.
The entire conceit of that school is that everyone there is Mormon and that everyone there is not having sex before they're married.
That's crazy, dude.
That's where the whole soaking thing comes from.
What's soaking?
Soaking is the Mormon practice of laying your penis inside the vagina, but not humping. Just letting it marinate. And then they think that that doesn't count as sex.
So you just place soak. It. But how do you get it in there to begin with if you're not thrusting?
I think at that point, if you are moving that slowly and doing as much kissing as I'm sure they are doing, you're so wet and so erect, the two of you, that it just slides right in.
You know what else? That sounds like you could probably get off from that.
If you just
sit there, the slightest movement at all, like
yeah.
You're anticipating sex so much. Now, does that still count as soaking? If you, the man,
I think the idea is contribute? That if you ejaculate, you've had sex.
Gotcha. So you have to pull out before.
Yeah, but my God, I mean,
as we say,
to lay the old submarine in its docking spot and then not, and then resist the urge to just be like
to set sail, like,
cough and like shake and get a hump in. I mean, my God, that it would be too much for me to overcome.
Yeah, dude, come on.
If you're inside and you're not. Moving? What do you do? I don't know. That's crazy to me.
Sounds stupid, dude.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds
but
like.
But tell me about this. So Pete goes to play these big shows, but he's SNL is in season. So what day of the week can
dude,
he go
so
do
we
that?
We left the New York City at 6 p.m. On Friday. Sorry, 1 p.m. on Friday, and we left at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, and he went right to SNL. He actually, this is what happened. We got off the plane. He went and bought a car. Bought a car. Then we went to his house for like an hour. And then we drove to the city. And I was back in my house at like 1 p.m.
Wait, hold on a second. You got off the plane on Saturday morning.
At 10:30 in the morning.
Was it a private jet?
No.
You guys were flying commercial.
Mm-hmm. And it, for Tallahassee, there's no direct flights. So we took two planes really early in the morning. And then we were back in the city rocking and rolling. And he was on set rehearsing by
That's
whatever,
mental.
Four or five
I'm surprised
o'clock.
Lauren lets them do that. Maybe they make an exception for him. But
I'm not sure the exact situation, but yeah.
That's incredible.
He gets it in, man. So God bless him. Dude, the girls were yelling out insane things. Like at the end of his show, he like asked if anybody had questions for him or whatever. And literally three or four things were like, will you take my virginity or head or nah? And he was like,
sluts. Damn.
Like, I don't know how to answer that. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Wow. What is Halloween to you?
Well, dude, Halloween to me is seeing drunk couples in costumes fighting. It's so funny. You see like a girl dressed up like a kitten and a guy dressed as Jack Sparrow being like, babe, 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 babe. They're like crying on the corner. So funny, dude.
That's great.
Yeah.
Her ghoulish makeup is running. The blood that she put next to her eyes is actually rolling down her face. It makes it look more realistic.
Yeah, dude.
I like Halloween. I mean, in high school, it was kind of fun. It was a night where you could meet up with girls and try to finger them or something. There was a lot of fingering on Halloween. That was like a big to-do, you know?
Getting those fingers wet, dude. And
getting them all digied up.
That's really
getting
funny.
Digital.
What?
Chris
no,
just asked
never, no.
if we did shaving cream, and I don't know what doing shaving cream
is.
Oh, means.
I don't know. It's just a thing I did growing up. I assumed everyone else did it. You know, those kind of things. I don't know. Everyone would just like go in the middle of the street and just like pie each other with shaving cream.
Oh, pieing
and, like,
people.
Throw
with
eggs
okay.
at each other and shit.
The
Mischief
eggs,
night.
Maybe. Little, but not
there
really.
Were, yeah, we weren't that big on the pranks and the horseplay. You know? Because ultimately, that's probably against the law.
We did a little bit, I guess, but nothing.
What about haunted houses?
Those are they're really fun, man. One time I did one with a friend where each room was themed like a serial killer.
Oh.
And one room was the John Wayne Gacy room, who was the killer clown guy who like used to rape boys and stuff. I don't know exactly what the story was. But dude, I was with my friend in the middle of the haunted house. The John Wayne Gacy character opened the floor and he was like, "Who wants to get in?" And my friend got in the floor. He closed the trap door. And then went bye-bye, and our group continued going for like 20 minutes, and my friend was just gone.
Holy fuck.
I know, and then he like re-met up with the group.
And what did he say?
He was like, boo. I was like, dude, what have you been doing for the past 20 minutes? He was just on his own personalized haunted experience. Pretty crazy, dude. I know, but they're fun, you know?
What kind of psychopath breaks off from the group willingly while on a haunted house?
He didn't know, I think. Like, you don't know that that's what's going to happen. It's pretty scary. It's cool.
Oh, man. Interactive haunted houses. There's some trailers, yes. Man. And you walk into a room and there's like a girl being strangled with a plastic bag over her head by some other guy. And then you're supposed to be like, you spooky people, you dude. Wacky, zany goofballs. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, that's a really...
There's like simulated rape and, you know, really fucked up demonic shit. It's not like people jumping out at you. It's like people begging you for help.
Yeah.
In a haunted house. You ever see these haunted
yeah,
houses?
Yeah, they're great, man.
Have you done them?
Yeah, this is like this one I was just talking about was one of those. It was awesome. It was in the city. Apparently, like the good ones you have to leave the city for.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you endured.
I mean, just shit like that. Like, if you don't want to be touched, you have to put an X on your forehead or something. But if you do, you just leave your forehead normal. And then they can, like, jump out of you and grab you and, like, all sorts of fucked up weird shit's happening.
Do they hurt you?
Like, they rough you up a little. They'll, like, shake you and shit. Like, that's why you have to sign your life away.
It'd be hard for me not to defend myself. I would think that I accidentally might try to punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And then what? Then does the whole thing grind to a halt, or does that turn them on?
I think it's a personalized experience. Whatever you want it to be, man.
Oh, God.
Make your...
Oh, spooky. Yeah. Spooky stuff. As always, Julia, where can we find you?
Come check out Fat Baby in the New York Comedy Festival November 9th at midnight. It's going to be a great time. Come through.
Also at Not Julio on
Thank
Instagram.
You,
and you should come see me. I'm headlining Gotham Comedy Club for the weekend of November 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets at francisellis.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.